This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
We all well, alhamdulillah. We continue with the first fitna and the first major calamity this ummah had faced. When the Muslims had been disunited for about 5 years, two sides of the ummah going to war twice already and on the verge of a third civil war. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anh has just been assassinated. And this follows the assassination of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anh. After the death of Sayyidina Ali, the army of Sayyidina Ali, they appoint Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anh, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anh, as the next Khalifa in line. And we all know much about Sayyidina Hassan, and we remind ourselves of his virtue. In the ayah, it's called the ayah of the Mubahala. Have you heard of the Mubahala? It's called the verse of the Mubahala. That's the challenge. It's a challenge. The Prophet ﷺ had a group of Christian monks who visited the masjid. And there were discussions and debates. Eventually Allah revealed ayat. Allah said to the Nabi ﷺ, فَمَنْ حَاجَّكَ فِيهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ فَقُلْ تَعَالَوْ نَدْعُوا أَبَنَاءَنَا. So Allah said, should they continue to argue with you concerning Nabi Isa? After they have been given the knowledge Allah has given to them, then say, fine, let Allah decide who is right. Say to Allah, Ta'ala, we call abana'ana, our sons. We call our sons, wa abana'akum, and you call your sons, wa nisa'ana, and we call our women, our wives, our daughters, wa nisa'akum, and you call your women, wa anfusana, wa anfusakum, and you bring yourselves, and we bring ourselves. Thumma nabatahil, fanaj'al la'natullahi al-kadhibin. Then we ask Allah, punish the one who is wrong, who is lying. And so Allah said, now go and make this mubahala, this challenge. And when this ayah was revealed, so Allah says, call your sons. The Nabi got up and he went to fetch Hassan radiallahu anh by his hand. 6-7 year old boy and Hussein in his arms. And Fatima came behind the Nabi sallam and Sayyidina Ali came behind her. And so he said, I am ready, I have brought my family. O priests, are you willing to bring your family? And of course they said, no, we're not going to take this challenge on. And the mubahala stopped there. But the point of this ayah, the first person the Nabi ﷺ grabbed by the hand was this young little boy, this 6-7 year old boy, Hassan radiallahu anh. Sayyidina Hassan, everything about him, subhanAllah, the Nabi ﷺ had prophecy on him. When he was born, the day he was born, the Nabi ﷺ says to Sayyidina Ali, bring me my son, let me see him. What have you called him? What name have you given him? And Sayyidina Ali, as we know, is a warrior, a man who found great honor in valor and in courage. He said, I've named my son Harb. Harb means war. So the Nabi ﷺ said, La. Nope, his name is not war. His name is Hassan. His name means good, kind, gentle, beautiful. That's what his name is going to be. And so, the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi said his name is Hassan. His name is Hassan. And that's why when the second son came, they didn't ask. They just named him Hussein. He likes Hassan, so he's a Hussein. He's a small Hassan. And that's it. That's they. And they got the memo. So Hassan radiallahu anh, this grandson of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, everyone knows, no matter how little you know about Islam, everybody knows, this is that little boy that when the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was leading the salah many times, and the Sahaba would think, why is he taking so long in sujood? It's because Hassan was on his back, and the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam allowed him to finish playing on the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's back, and then he would get up. This salah was not a sunnah salah. He was leading the salah in the jama'ah when Hassan would sit on his back. We know that this is the same Hassan radiallahu anh, when the Sahaba would see him, whenever the Nabi would be on the mimbar performing Jumu'ah and he would see his grandson walking around in the masjid, and the Nabi would leave the mimbar, he would get off from the mimbar and he would take his grandson and hold him in his arms and kiss him in front of the Jama'ah, and he said, I couldn't resist see him there, I want him by my side. This is that love, that little boy. When the Prophet would walk with him in the road and Hassan would be on his shoulders, a Sahabi said, wow, young man, you've got an amazing mode of transportation. You are riding something great. And the Nabi says, and something great is riding me. And something great, someone great is riding me. He resembled the Prophet the most in terms of features. In terms of his looks, he looked the most like the Nabi. When the Sahaba looked at him, they would say, you remind us of the Nabi. So this is the man who now is appointed as the Khalifa. He's in his late 30s, almost 40s, and not a young boy anymore, and now he's a man. And he gets to the grand mosque of Kufa, the the capital of Islam, the capital of the Muslim Ummah now. And he gives a speech just after he's buried his father, Sayyidina Ali. And he says to the people that I am, as you know, I am the family of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Allah has mentioned about us in the Quran that He has purified us with a special kind of purification. And He's made your love for us, the family, the Ahlul Bayt of the Nabi sallam, obligatory on you. And that performing good acts should be in line with loving us as the family of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So now I take your oath, he's saying to those who follow, if you are going to support me, if you're going to follow me, then take the bay'ah. You will fight those who fight me. Are you ready to go to war with those who fight me? And they said, yes. And then he said, are you willing to live in peace with those I make peace with? And they said, yes. And so Hassan's army rallies, and he's in a position of great strength. Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, the letter is sent to him, O Muawiyah, give your pledge of allegiance to Hassan. He is the new Khalifa. And Muawiyah radiallahu anhu refuses. And he knows that the tide is against him. And months go by, negotiations continue, and Hassan says finally that if you're not going to accept the caliphate, me as the Khalifa, then we have to settle this. Unfortunately, it looks like we're headed for a third civil war. And he rallies his army once again, reminding them that they took their pledge, that they're going to fight for him and they're going to die for him, and they are ready. And he goes all the way towards Sayyidina Muawiyah, and just before the battle begins, he sends a letter to Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, and he said, I have thought about this issue, and it's time we reconcile. I'm willing to abdicate my position as Khalifa, and I'll pledge to you as the Khalifa. But there needs to be some kind of terms. Before I do this, we need to agree on certain points. Muawiyah radiallahu anhu sends Hassan radiallahu anhu a letter. He opens the letter, it's blank. Hassan said, what is this blank letter? Muawiyah said, whatever terms you want, put it on there. I agree to it all. A blank check. Whatever we can do to end this once and for all. If you're going to abdicate, then list your points. So Hassan radiallahu anhu, he says that you promise you will rule as Khalifa in line with the Quran and the Sunnah. And that we will have peace, no more fighting. And there will be amnesty, no retribution. Whoever fought anybody, this one killed that one, it's finished. There's no retribution. We have complete peace and there will be complete amnesty for everyone. And those who suffered financial loss, you will pay. You will make compensation for that. Muawiyah radiallahu anhu immediately accepts to this. This agreement was done secretly. This agreement was done behind the scenes. So remember, Sayyidina Hassan is bringing the army. They think they're going to war. And he's agreeing in secret to make peace. Now he has to do, can you imagine this? People are willing to die for you, fight for you, who have gone through two second wars, are willing to go for a third one. He now needs to make a speech in front of the people and explain to them what he has done. You can imagine what they were going to think of him. Some people calling him a coward. Even Hussein, his own brother, was shocked. Was appalled, said, how can you do this? How can you go? What, your father went to war with Muawiyah. How are you going to abdicate your position? The Ummah is willing to fight to die for you. And he gets up and he makes a speech and he says, I've looked at this matter. And for me, the blood of a Muslim is more important than this issue. That I would rather abdicate my position to spare another, so that another, not another drop of Muslim blood is shed. And he says, if Muawiyah is better than me to be the Khalifa, then he is the Khalifa. And if I am better than him to be the Khalifa, then I have made a decision in that capacity that I've abdicated for him. So he is your Khalifa, and I'll be the first to give my pledge to him. Subhanallah. His own army attacks him, stabs him. Subhanallah. His own army are willing to, they're so angry with him, calling him a coward. But he takes this on himself for the sake of the Ummah. He takes this great sacrifice. 5 years, nobody could broker a peace. Nobody could solve this issue. And this man comes forward and the Ummah is willing to die for him. And he gives up his position, his right. And he gives it up. Hussein once again comes to him and says, how can you do this? And he says to Hussein radiallahu anhu, Allah has already blessed our family with Nubuwwah. Allah gave us a Nabi in our family. Perhaps he intended that the Khalifaship should be in another family. And I'm happy with that. And I'm satisfied with my decision. And he packs up and he goes to Medina. And he lives a very quiet life, obscure, out of the political eye, out of the arena. Muawiyah radiallahu anhu now becomes the Khalifa. After Sayyidina Hassan gives his pledge, Hussein gives his pledge, everybody follows and obeys the command of Imam Hassan, and Muawiyah becomes the Khalifa. And it must be said now, yes, we all know that Hassan Muawiyah is not of the caliber of Sayyidina Hassan. He's not of the caliber of Sayyidina Ali. But now we have one Khalifa, one united front. What happens? For 20 years, Muawiyah is the Khalifa, and the jihad continues. The Ummah expands, strength continues. The Romans were on the verge of reinvading Syria and Palestine. They couldn't. Muawiyah sends the first campaign to almost conquer Constantinople. So we see that even though it might not be the first choice, it might not even be the best choice, but having one voice is better than having multiple voices. And this, subhanAllah, when this happened, the Sahaba were still alive. They realized that this was prophetic. You know, the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi would give them a hadith and they would take note of it, but they would forget it until it would appear to them afterwards. Ah, now we understand. Two prophecies. The Nabi Sallallahu said to the Sahaba, there will be a caliphate, a khalifaship on Nubuwa. It will be in line with the Nubuwa for 30 years. After I die, for 30 years, there would be a caliphate who will rule exactly as I ruled. Then after that, Allah will establish a kingdom. It will be a kingdom. It will become a dynasty. And Allah will give it to whom He wills. When did the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam pass away? 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal. Close to the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's birthday and death is almost the same in the Rabi'ul Awwal. Hassan abdicates 30 years after the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's death in Rabi'ul Awwal. In fact, close to the birthday of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. To the T, almost to the day, 30 years as the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had predicted, Sayyidina Hassan abdicates his position. And yet, an even more amazing prophecy. One Sahabi, this is in Bukhari, in Sahih Bukhari. They mention that when Sayyidina Hassan rallied his troops and he was about to march on to Muawiyah, Muawiyah is sitting with his generals, and he says, an army like the mountains is coming upon us. If we go to war with them, that will be it. The Ummah will be finished. If we win or they win, it means we all lose. There'll be nobody left in this Ummah to defend the women and the children. What are we going to do? And then Hassan radiallahu anh sends him the letter to say, let us talk peace. I'm willing to abdicate. Let us make peace and end this matter. And the Sahabi that narrates this, he says, I remember sitting in the Jumu'ah one day, on Friday. And Hassan walks into the masjid with his thobe a little too big and he stumbles. And the Nabi Sallam leaves the Jumu'ah and he picks his grandson up. And he stands before the Sahaba. This is a hadith in Bukhari. And he puts Hassan on his side and he says, oh Sahaba, this son of mine is a Sayyid, meaning a leader, an honorable person. And Allah will cause that He will make peace between two major groups of Muslims that are fighting one another. He will bring peace to the Ummah and He'll bring unity. Subhanallah. Sadaqa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the Sahabi said, I remember now, 30 years later, it dawns on me this hadith of the Nabi Sallam. I just said it passingly, one Jumu'ah. We didn't even really take note of it. But this was that moment that prophecy is fulfilled. Now, as I mentioned, this was the first fitna. And this year, the year that Sayyidina Hassan reconciled, is called the year of Jama'ah. It's the year of unity once again. The Ummah comes together. And what we learn from it is even that the best of people can disagree. And they can have legitimate and valid grounds. The Nabi said, two parties of the Muslims, two sides that have, they both have their arguments. They both had their opinions. It happens that we argue about things. Yes, maybe you are right that Eid must be on this day. Yes, there is an argument to be made for calculations versus looking lunar calendar versus Hajj is with, we keep Eid with Makkah. But isn't it more beautiful that we all have one opinion? Isn't it more beautiful that even if my opinion is not the best, even if my opinion is the best opinion, but the fact that we can all unite on an acceptable opinion, isn't that better for the Ummah? And one of the reasons for our downfall is that we are not willing to give in and forego something because we believe we are right. We believe I am right. And then in that process, you are right, but the whole Ummah loses. As the ulama mentioned, there's a difference between being right and being righteous. Hassan radiallahu anhu chose the path of righteousness. He chose the path that I will choose someone who's not the best. He is, we all know, Sayyidina Hassan is the fifth rightly guided Khalifa. That his caliphate was more, he was more deserving for the caliphate. But the only way to bring us united, bring unity once again, was to abdicate. And by doing that, the Ummah was revived and saved. And Muawiyah radiallahu anhu was a righteous king. He did many great things for the Ummah. And he established one of the things, of course, which will become our topic of tomorrow. He began, as the Nabi Muhammad predicted, a dynasty. He would be, his family, the Banu Umayyah, would become the first dynasty in Islam. One father and a son. And this family of Banu Umayyah would rule with absolute power. And when you have absolute power, it corrupts absolutely. And so we'll talk about the next great fitna. Not that we were at a low point, but we were so high and so mighty that we lost our spirit and lost our way. And inshallah, we'll talk about how absolute power and one khalifa changes all that and brings the caliphate back to what it was meant to be, inshallah, tomorrow, bi-ithnillah. Just a quick announcement. We have 3 days to go for our orphan program. We need 24 sponsors, inshallah, 24 people times 400, so we can get all our orphans to be sponsored, bi-ithnillah. Last night, quiz, we ask, where was Sayyidina Ali stabbed? Which place was it? He was, of course, stabbed in the Grand Mosque of Kufa. Kufa is in Iraq. Tonight, we ask, okay, let's go for the prize giving. Sister Lutfia? Uran? Sister Lutfia Shia? No? Okay. And Fadwa Sali? Yeah? Farida. I don't know, it looks like a fadwa. Farida Sali? Okay, Bismillah. Is she here? No? Is she here? Okay. But the Tariq can take the prize. And Yusri Williams? Yusri? Huh? Oh, there we go. Shukran so much. Our question for this evening, the hadith, the Nabi says, Al-Hasan, the son of mine, is a... Is he a Sayyid? He's a Sir? He's an Imam? He's a Sheikh? And may Allah make peace between two great parties of the Muslims through him, inshallah. It's a hadith we all learned today. Bismillah. Shukran so much. We'll see you tomorrow. Bismillah. Wa sallallahu sayyidina Muhammad wa ala sahbihi sallam al-salim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa barakatuh.